No, take it from me very calmly. I'm not angry. You can say I'm very calm as I'm answering you right now. I'm not angry. I'm not angry with anybody. I'm saying it very coolly. It's not true. It doesn't work like that. Praise God. Amen. I'm letting you know I'm not angry. I'm saying it after much thought. That's not the way it works. One of the books that's coming out next from the Stable of the Kingdom World Ministries is titled "So Who Will Pay for This?" The one before that is "Grace to Prosper." All right, then "How to Work for God." Please read these three books. It will help you understand the matter of money, how to give as a Christian. It is not a bribing method. It's not a way by which you get something from God. Do you get my point? It's a way by which you are faithful. A Christian that's not generous, all right, is a very, very stupid person. And believe me, is somebody who doesn't have faith. Only people who don't love God, who don't love their brethren, all right, who don't have faith are not generous. They only live for themselves. Listen to me, you won't live long like that because it's against the law of God. If you only live for yourself, you won't live long. That's not a threat. It's not. You cannot listen. Let me say this. Some people who are even trying to give to God and who are indirectly giving to themselves. Do you follow what I mean? That the reason why they are doing it so that they can get, they have not been delivered from the curse of this activity of what they call selfishness. No, really they haven't been. Because it's still centered around you. Do you understand? Listen, faith and faithfulness, those are the motivations for the giving of a Christian. Do you follow what I'm going to explain? That is, you just look and say, this is the work of God. We have to do it. Listen, if you're not giving to the work of God, then you don't believe in it. That's all it means. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm going to explain. If you say that, look, let me give you an example. If I say, there's this group of people living somewhere there, they are all sick, all right? And I love them. What is their sickness? They have leprosy. And listen, I know how leprosy is cured. I can give you a prescription from it right from here. Give you 3 drugs, take it for a number of months. You're cured. Look, I'm a doctor. Don't forget that. I'm a preacher, all right? But I learned it in school. I know the drugs. They're in my head. I don't mean the physical medicine, but the knowledge of it. So now imagine that I have the medicine, I have the knowledge, I have the money, and I claim that the people there are suffering and it's paining me, and I have the ability. Is it not that I'm lying that I love them? Is that I don't believe the medicine works? Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen people say, this child want to take him to America for surgery, and they'll be putting the face in the papers all the time. And I look, I say, this one would not even survive in America. Don't deceive us. That's because I know, out of my own knowledge, I just look and say, this one, forget it. There's no, all this are going to America. If they can't do it in Lagos and they don't go here, forget it. It's not going to be done anyway because I happen to know this disease. So no matter how much you say, we're trying to gather money, to go to America. I won't give you a damn because I feel like you want to waste money. If you were in UNTH now and the money was not coming for the bills, then we'll consider it. So I'm bringing out something. If I think the medicine doesn't work, maybe I won't buy it. But I claim I know it works. I know where it's sold. I have the money, and I claim to love the people. If I don't buy it for them, I'm lying somewhere along the road. Wait, somewhere there. I'm telling lies. That is what giving is for a Christian. That's what it is. No, believe me, that's what it is. It's not a matter of, let's just keep doing this so we can get from God. Now, that's not what I want to talk about. I just keep on saying this thing because, the wrong things keep on pumping out every day. And we kind of have to keep mopping up the iniquity from the hearts of believers, all right, by the word. But what I want to bring out here is this, that how does a man experience business breakthrough? Now, I've talked about the matter of giving. It's a matter of faith. Do you get what I'm saying? A selfish man, a stingy man does not have faith. He might claim he's praying, but he really doesn't have faith. And if you don't have faith, your prayers are inconsequential. Are you getting what I'm saying? All right. Now, let's say we've left that point. So how really do I get something out of God's hand and get my business to transform, get my finances to transform? The Bible says it's by hearing with faith. It's by what? Hearing with faith. That's why we are doing SEEDS, Spiritual Economic Empowerment and Development Strategies. We've done one, then we'll do 2. All right, and keep teaching the word because it's as it enters. I read the quote. Okay, my computer is there. I'd love to read it for you. When I read it this morning, there's a book somebody sent to me. It's an electronic book, so I haven't read it for a long time. I hate reading books on the computer. In fact, I asked him, Cassidy, can you get me this book? Because I hate reading books on the computer. I like to have the paper in my hand. But it's a book by Henry Ford, My Life and Work. All right, the story of Henry Ford. And he said something like this. This company, that's Ford Motor Company, which was extremely successful that time, that this company is not about cars. He said something like that. But that it's about, that it's an expression. Listen to this. You've heard me say this. He said it's an expression of new business methods. I don't know whether you hear what I said. That this company is not about car. It's not about motor car. That Ford Motor Company is not about motor car. That I'm trying to teach people how to do business. Let me put it like this. His light came. Understand, if you listen to that thing I said, it was on TV, and we discussed it here, probably from the Word of God, that his light came, and this is the candlestick that God has placed for him to shine with the light. That is, why does this company exist? He said, what I'm trying to do is to teach everybody. He said, the success of the company is a proof of the supremacy of the method. Do you get what I'm saying? I told myself when I read that, I said, I have my theme for season 2. The moment I read, I was so excited. I was excited. Especially since I still preached that thing a few days ago. And I just read it in the book. I immediately copied it. Kept it somewhere. That what the man was saying is this. This is how people are blessed. And that's what I want to teach in season 2. You don't step out if you don't know what you want to do. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm not explaining. That is, there is something you want to prove the efficacy. You want to prove that this is what is supposed to be done. That's what you go out to do. Listen. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not finished. I was quoting the Bible. It's a mistake. I'm very sorry. Listen. This is Kingdom World Ministries. Amen? Amen. Now, this, I'm not trying to brag. But the fact is this. Tell me which church or Christian program you have gone to before in your life, and they don't do praise worship, testimonies, offering time. Somebody just shows up, short man like Chukwubige. I know you're not short, I'm just teasing you. And you just pray for five, 10 minutes, and the guy who everybody came to listen to grab the microphone, teach, at the end of the day, looks at the time, closes, they share grace, and they go away. Please, anyone, do you know anywhere? Oh, all right. Pastor Bank, did you see somewhere? No, I never saw it anywhere. Believe me, I never did. I'm used to going to assemblies where we've come to hear teaching. Then one very nice sister will first come up. I just want to be where you are. Sing along with me, brethren. Let us worship the Lord. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from my face. Is it a bad thing? No! It's a very good thing. My friend runs a ministry that's all they do. The day that I went to Asaba, that's what they were doing. A whole night of, ask my wife, who were dancing. It gathered everybody. If you know how many millions they spent for that program, that's all they do. Hey, there's one of their songs. One of their songs I love very much. The name of the ministry is Praise Creations. If he gathers, expect to hear songs. The guy is a wizard in writing songs, worship songs. He doesn't write songs of victory, songs of happiness, songs of worship and praise. That's what he writes. Very, very good. That's a banky. Not only don't I write songs, I hardly sing songs. Believers need all of it. Do you understand my point? Since this is not a church, I don't owe you the responsibility to mumble everything together. I want just 2 hours of your time on Saturday. And you use the 2 hours to pump you full of the ministry I have brought. Song is not part of it. If you have a testimony, come and tell me personally. I will use it to preach. Why don't people show up when you know I'm not going to be around? Is that not proof that I'm right? Yeah, pastor is not around. Now they go somewhere else. Now, I'm reading on something. So before I started that, you know what happened? What just came to my mind was I said, this is how things are supposed to be done. If you are doing the kind of ministry, this is what you are supposed to do. Listen, that's why almost all the money we spend in Kingdom World Ministries is about propagating doctrine, doctrine, doctrine. I found my calling. I found it recently. And I said that calling, you discover it. Before, what I knew was my gift. I've now discovered the calling. Very recent, very recent. All the one I've been doing all the while was what? Gift. Exercising the gift. Along the line, I discovered the calling. What I'm saying is that before now, I said this is what I'm going to do. This, don't think it's only here. Ask Kingsley. He's not around. Those who have traveled with me for seminars, not only Kingsley, ask Israel. Even when we do seminars, we announce on air, we're going to be so and so and so. Once now we organize them. If we say it's 5 o'clock, that's how you hear the announcement on air. Please come on time as teaching starts shortly after opening prayers. You know, immediately after opening prayers. If we say it's 5, 5 dots, somebody starts praying. 5 or 10 minutes into the prayers, I take the microphone and I teach and teach and teach and teach and teach and I leave the place. Now, what am I saying? Now, listen. Over time, we have spent money. Literally, we have spent millions and millions and millions of naira. Literally. I was telling you the other day, the cost of our cameras alone in today's naira is almost a million naira. Those two little things we say we carry. You see why we're always carrying up and down? It costs money. $5,000 we paid for the two of them. We have spent money. First day we enter NTA, first to start, 360,000 naira, they collected cash from us. Every month, 100,000 naira we give to Cosmo. It's not free. You think it's free? It's not free. And believe me, the money keeps coming. In Jesus' name, it will keep coming. What I'm trying to say is this. There was a thought. There was an idea. There were words. Do you understand my point? As I swallowed them, believed them, then they are manifesting. And listen, let me tell you where they will get to. Our websites are having issues till now. Don't worry, we'll soon solve them. But forget all of this one. What will happen one day is that as we start on Saturday evening, begin to teach, or we do seminars, from all over the world, people are logging onto the website for live streaming of the messages. Shortly it will happen. I can assure you of another one that will happen shortly. I don't even want to look at TV. You know, I like the NTA we are doing. I have a feeling I'm going to pull this NTA thing out after the first quarter. After 3 months, we may just get out. My mind is set on satellite TV. It's set on it. John 3:16. I'm going to investigate. Since when Africa is not working again, I will investigate John 3:16. We'll go back there. Because the day they aired us on in the evening, John 3:16, I don't care how much they're paying. Because I found out that apparently, in Nigeria, we use mostly DSTV, the high TV now, you know, all these bouquets and all of that. But those people use a lot of free to air. We are taking this gospel to East Africa, taking it to Southern Africa. And where my heart is, again, is to spread across the oceans and get down to South America and Mexico. Believe me. And believe me, we are going to do that. We are going to do that. If Pastor Bank, where will you get the money from? Don't worry. If you say, God, I would like to do something. You say, but all I have is 10 naira. Send the 10 naira. You'll be amazed at what it can do. So don't even worry. God knows what he's doing. Now, why did I say all of that? I've seen people say, who will play the keyboard? Who will play the keyboard? I don't want a keyboard. If you like, give us 500 million naira, I will not buy a keyboard. Now, when you buy a keyboard, who go play and who go play? Another headache don't commence. I'm not going to buy anybody a keyboard. I don't want one. If you give me 500 million, the next thing you know is I'll go and build in one corner towards MNN, Kingdom World Media Center. You will see the most powerful servers there. Big generator, so that this one, all the messages, if any time I see MP3 CDs, I'm proud. I'm very happy. I can keep any man occupied hearing the word of God day and night for a whole year, and he has not yet repeated Pastor Banky. I'm very, very happy. And you see a stack of 40 different MP3 CDs. We're talking about close to 400 different messages. Feel good. What am I trying to say? Hearing with faith. What's producing this? I heard something. I don't know even how I heard it. But I said, this is how this thing will be done. What are we teaching in seeds too? Is this hearing with faith matter? That until you have heard something, don't run out and go and start a business. I don't mean that, no one about satanic hearing. Chukubi can be heard. It is a tissue paper that's selling now. Move, go buy tissue paper making machine. Then you run. You don't know whether Nigerians want to use tissue paper. You know, you've not thoroughly, nothing is inside you that you want to demonstrate in your business. You just want to make money. Spiritually, you're a rogue. There's nothing you want to birth. Nothing is driving you that God will use. You know, he said, arise, shine. Are you getting my point? There is something that God wants to demonstrate through the thing he's giving to you. When I read that thing in Henry Ford, I was so excited. That is why, listen to me, when the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears haven't heard. So if what you want to do is common, it just, maybe it is good, it will work, but it's just to feed you for a moment. But the real calling, no, it cannot be from what everybody is doing. Ask my wife, anytime we're discussing business ideas, I'll just come up with things that she hasn't heard before, and even me, I don't even know why I'm saying them. They don't have to work like this. And if you say, this is how this person does it, you see, that's the issue. That's his own life. I have a calling to demonstrate something that somebody else is not doing. Chike was telling me some time ago that, you know, he goes around doing seminars and all of the IT seminars and stuff, that there was a time when he would go out that what would come to his heart is that these seminars, do it free. These seminars, do it free. And then he was like, no, how can it be free? We'll pay the expenses. He will do the seminars, he will lose money. Then when he agrees to do it free, that is when he breaks even. And out of doing free seminars for people, people make contact the company and make enough orders to cover all the costs. Now, what am I discussing? I'm talking about this matter of what? Hearing with faith. This is what really brings prosperity. It's not the bribery of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Those issues, money matters, please. I'm not trying to discourage Christians from giving. But why I talk the way I talk is that if I don't, listen to me, one day you will be discouraged. I don't know whether I get my point. I've seen people who have become discouraged and they have become hardened. They don't give again. You know what I'm talking about. They have given. They have told them, give your land and God will build you a land. You know, they give land. Give your car. They have given. They have done all kinds of. Finally, they look one day. They say, what is going on here? Where my land? Shush, don't collect that. What my motto? I don't sow a seed. Never germinate. Next time he said, this is the work of God. Give towards it. The guy said, nah, they sell anything. I'll go buy. But say, give my money. No. And that's what I don't think should happen to you as a Christian. Your motivation must be right. That is, what we take pride, you take pride from is that, take way of an example. You know, I told those of us co-workers, I said, you take pride in the fact that once the thing is going on, you know, yesterday as I was approaching the house, I didn't even tell my wife, the radio was on, all right? Because I told her I want to swap the CD that we gave them. The radio was on, so as I was approaching the house, I started hearing, that's the radio in the car was on. I started hearing my radio was sounding a bit loud. So I said something was going on. I quickly quenched it. And of course, there was a speaker somewhere outside at our junction blasting the Wheel of Success into the air. I said, wow, I'm sure these guys don't know Pastor Banky lives in the second house down the road. I didn't used to hear them play Cosmo there loud. But that night, I just heard the thing. I quenched my own radio in the car. And the junction, those of you have been to my house, just down when you turn in. Dead at that junction, the speaker was outside blasting Pastor Banky loudly. I said, this will one guess that this nigga stays just 2 houses down this place. No, what I'm saying is that's what I take pride from. You hear on Saturday, the man from Oka. You know, if you hear announcements, you can get this book at number 3 Obi Okoli Street, you know. Oh, no, he was here on Saturday. So my wife brought him and said, oh, come and meet number 3 of you. I said, oh, you are the deal wisdom bishop, man. We shook hands and he was thanking me, blessing me, and said that people come to his shop because when they hear those announcements, they think we are in partnership, kind of. They come there to leave messages. Please tell Pastor Banky that what he's doing. If they, listen, if you had only 200 naira and you gave towards that broadcast, are you following my point? And you hear that testimony, you should be satisfied, not God. My 200 naira, you never pay. If na human being not pay now, you go tell sin be sinner. You, God, never pay. To him that knows to do right and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. You, God, supposed pay. Do you get my point? What should you derive your joy from? That your money is having effect. I remember one day, one man who bought some clothes for my wife for some pastors in his church. He said, actually what happened was that he gave out clothes, alright? You know, he had a lot of clothes in his house and they wasn't wearing. So he gave them out and said, please, oh, give to anybody who wants. So he came to church and saw one of them, one of the pastors in their church. Ah! He felt very bad. That, why did they give it to a pastor in the church now? You get what I'm saying? So he now went, after a while, he told my wife that he wanted to buy some clothes for somebody in their church, a pastor in their church, a big church, very big, big church in this town. And listen to this. The man likes to argue about money. If he tells you something is 5,000 naira, he said, what? What? How can it be 5,000? Can it be 3,500? But that day we agreed on 3,000. In fact, at the point that my wife said, I'm not saying again, give me. I'm going. She was very angry. He has money. I don't want to tell you it is. The man has plenty of money. He has money. One day I went to his house. He just completed one big house like this. I said, Oga, you build this house and you keep on telling me there's no money. He said, where is the money now? Where is the money? Okay, I'm standing inside the money. You're telling me where is the money? Look at the money above my head. You're saying, where's the money? I'm standing on top of the money. He's that kind of person. So bear that in mind. Just like to whine and complain. There's no money. So finally, he grumbled that he wasn't planning to buy the shirt for such a high amount of money. So he bought suit, bought shirt, bought everything. The next time he saw me, he said, Pastor Banky, tell your wife to come and collect some more money for that suit. I should pay extra. He said, when I saw that man in church, I didn't know he could be that handsome. He said, the guy was looking so good, I felt like paying your wife extra. Now, are you getting what I'm saying? He grumbled that the money was too much. Then when he saw the effect, he said, please, can you increase the price a bit? I think I should pay some more. What am I saying? What did the satisfaction come from? When he saw how he had transformed somebody's life by just spending some few thousands of naira on a suit and a shirt and you know, stuff like that. Listen, no child of God, learn to get your satisfaction from giving, from that and that alone. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you want to bless the work of God or bless a man of God or bless somebody in it, let it just stop there. That yes, that you enter. Last week we didn't have chair. Praise God. We have chairs now. All you are thinking that God, you know, say I put 500 naira for this chair though. And you are feeling very happy. Yeah, newcomers, please come and sit down. Come and sit down. Be comfortable. Amen. That is, you're feeling good and now we can make people comfortable. Are you getting my point? Don't go around and say, praise God, Lord, I'll put a house, what am I trying to say now? I'll put a chair in your house, you will put a settee in my house. It's a deal, God, I have tested you and you will not fail my test. Alright, okay, I want to fail, alright, I have failed the test, call police. Now, what am I saying? Hearing with faith. If you hear the word of truth, do you follow my point? Look, something will come out of your heart and develop. I like one thing, the testimony I have, when my wife and I, before we got married and shortly after I got married, one day she asked me honestly, it wasn't a question of, husband, I think you are arrogant or you are proud. She asked a very honest question. Are you trying to say that these other people who don't know these things, that they are wrong, and you are right? Now, I don't know whether you understand the point. Because I had everything upside down from what is normal. Everything was upside down. Everything. If everybody says this, our marriage is done, me, I think it's the other way around. It was just upside down. After a while, the young wife, where am I? Look like, hey, I'm not arguing, no. This is your say. I just want to know, how likely is it? Your father is wrong, my father is wrong.
They are even old people. What about young people? They are all wrong. They are all wrong. Pastor, only you is correct here. What do you think about that? How even me, you know, to just say, yes, I think I'm right. Smears of arrogance, which I just preached on radio, that you must not dabble into, otherwise you will fail in life. So I reasoned. I said, Baba God, how do I answer this question now? Yeah, this was before we married. We were not married then. Okay, I remember, I think I was in Benin. I said, good. Can you remember when they were supposed to enter the promised land? How many million people were there? A few millions, right? How many people were correct? Joshua and Caleb and Moses, Shekinah, nobody else. Even Aaron. You know that Aaron? I don't know how God chose that guy, high priest. He's the one that knows what he's looking at. He knows what he's looking at. That Aaron, that guy was so mugunic. I don't understand the way he used to do things. That English does not exist. I invented the mugunic word. I couldn't understand. Moses just walk out more small. He don't build calf. Who could bring up the matter of calf near Moses? Moses will turn your head to the head of a calf. Believe me. Even Joshua. Calf near Joshua. What if they worry somebody? But Aaron said, it's not my fault. I just threw the earrings into the fire. And the crowd the calf just come out from inside and freeze again. Everybody worship the golden calf. Now what am I saying? I said, millions of people. Huh? They were wrong. Only a few people were correct. I said, young woman, yes, I think I'm correct. I don't know whether they are wrong. I don't know whether they are wrong. But I think I'm correct. I think I'm correct because I learned it from the word of God. I think I'm correct because this is not my idea. Somebody taught me. After studying the scripture, I said, no, what they are doing is not. Look, and finally, believe me, my wife discovered over time that this guy is not only correct by letter. From experience, I have seen that what he says is how things should be done. That anybody who does it like that will have joy and happiness in their house, in their homes, in their marriages. What am I saying? You know why God gave him this woman to marry? As if he wants to know. Shall I tell you the truth? There were about 3 billion people on the earth, women, when I married her. 3 billion women. I've told her several times. She doesn't know if me marry you. Now God marry you, you know what I mean? Say banky. You know the way Joseph got a wife. Pharaoh just look and say, you don't marry. Okay, now from prison for the come for the common. He said, okay, you are from jail. Just look. But the Pharaoh come. That girl you sent come that time. Now your daughter be, you don't give her anybody to you now. But the Pharaoh said no, say go bring her and come. Now you go marry this boy. Now so God take doom you. Banky come. You don't marry. Oh God, I'll go marry, not tell you. Yeah, I see that girl. Now let me introduce her to you. So that they are finished preaching. Just they take the corner of my eye, see this woman who just stand there. You know what happened that day? She doesn't agree, but actually what happened was that one angel said, come, let me come and introduce you to your husband. So she came sheepishly. You know what sheepishly? She led to the slaughter, not opening her mouth. She came alone. She said, I came to ask you a question. No lie. It was an angel of God. Said, come, let me introduce you. So that day I looked. Okay, you want to talk to me? Yes. And she asked the first question, second question, and the Lord said, Banky, arise, kill and eat. And that's how we got here today. Now, what I'm saying is that how did that happen? Believe me, this is what I believe. It's because I believe this, all right? There are many issues, but in the context of what we are saying, God said, the things you have believed, the things I want to demonstrate, this is one woman that will not give you trouble in bringing them to reality. Are you getting my point? God knew from time. Any woman that thought he knew too much Bible that I couldn't teach, we'll see each other, we'll go, Jesus. Hey! Angela, how you there? Shake hands. You go, Jesus, from now to tomorrow. After that, we'll shake hands. We'll wave, bye-bye. Marry. God forbid, back. Who's going to teach who? If you think you know too much Bible. I remember one sister once. No, I just say, actually, I chase woman go. That is, I chase her go. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You're not, you've done things like that before. So, I just say, how? Pastor Banke, or Dr. Banke, whatever she calls me. Please, in our church, we are doing this thing. What do you think? I said, very good. No silver or gold have I none. Such as I have, give I unto thee. So I decided to start preaching. Now from Genesis, if you notice, when God began, so when you find out in Revelations, finally the angel now blew the trumpet and this happened. So my conclusion, therefore, based upon all these premises, is that this was what the Lord proposed for it to be. He said, Dr. Banky, that's your own. As far as I'm concerned, this is what I think. Honestly, all the attraction, they burn like fire before. Somebody you pour water on it, shwa, the thing just die. And now, in retrospect, now I can hear all the angels laughing. Banky, Banky, where your shoe begin go house? God, that is. The word cannot come to pass in this union. Forget it. What am I saying? I had concepts, I have dreams, I had ideas based upon the word of God. Then God gave me a wife and a marriage from which the glory of God will be manifested, that the things that we have believed, they are true. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Oh God, I'm supposed to be looking at Galatians, right? Well, we have to stop. I was hoping we could finish that. But what I'm talking about again is this hearing with faith. For believers, believe me, as a Christian, there's no substitute. Let me tell you how your life will turn around and become permanently glorious. That's a good word. Listen to me. Listen to this clearly. Don't be in a hurry. Did I hear an amen? Yeah. Oh, my friends, I've done this. Listen, no, you and your friends, you're not going the same place. The day my mother said that, Banky, your friends are building houses now, so how far? I said, Mommy, how many of them are preaching the way of success? None. How many of them have written about 9 books? None. How many of them? I said the number of things that I do also. And I added something to it. I said, the man who built the first house didn't build the finest one. I said, so let's leave that one. The man who built the first house, in fact, let me give my wife's father as an example. Between him and his wife and their children, they lived in the same house for 20, how many years? Like 25 years. I'm not joking. Then they moved once. Even the former landlord opened mouth when he went into the house that they moved, that 20-something years. When was time to move? But the first day I entered, we went to my wife's house. I knocked the gate. First thing that intimidated was that this gate is big. Let me see the house that's behind it. But the point is that 20-something years they live in the same one single house for 20-something years. And then one day I was joking I was talking with my mother-in-law. She said, now, wow. At that time, that when they were very plenty in the house was small. And now that the house is very big, everybody has gone away. Because you know, the way people are growing, I mean, everybody's married, even the brothers and cousins that are living with you, they are going away, marrying, finishing school. Some have gone abroad, some have come to Enugu, you know, like my wife, you know, they're all over the place. But this is the point I'm making. First to build house, not being the build the finest one. Believe me, if you see the size of the house, the house is massive. For information, complete the swimming pool in the backyard. That was the first movement. Look, I take, you know me, I learn lessons from everything. I filed that one in my head. To start competing with those who, one day my wife told me, one of her friends, they built house. I said, very nice, very nice, very nice. Hey, where's the house? They describe it. What is it? But then she finished describing the house for me, in my mind. Ha. You park from a decent house and park into that lungo. You know, maybe you sinned against God or something, but you're on your own. Me, I'm not joining you. I'll pay another landlord. I'm not angry with any landlord. I will pay another landlord. If this one, I will. But I don't live a big house. I'm going to shrink myself into
Yinka is not here. He said, Tom Peter said that you can never shrink yourself into greatness. There's something I was trying to explain. Now, what am I saying? So, please, number one, you must not be in what? In a hurry. You mustn't be. Forget that one. Your friends, don't let them lead you into what you don't require. You know, all my friends are going abroad now for holiday. My wife doesn't see that kind of thing near me. But she knows. One day, you go holiday, you go tire. No, I'm serious. I will just wake up one day, say, oh yeah, everybody, back. Where are we going? First, we'll stop in London. We'll spend a week there. Where we are really going is Barbados. But before that, let's greet everybody. Then from there, you fly to the U.S., on the way, you stop. No, let's go back to Dubai. Spend 5 days shopping. Waka about. Then when they finally land in Nigeria, I look the money. It still remain. I say, well, you guys can't go home yet. You can't go home yet. Let's go to Ghana. In Jesus' name, amen. There's no hurry. Do you get my point? Now, just bear that one in mind properly. But what I want to say really is that you are not in a hurry. First thing you must do if you want your life to really turn around and remain glorious for life is to settle down and discover the unique word of God for your own life. Listen, discover the unique pattern for your own life. First, you will get the general pattern of God. This is, they don't come in 1 month. Oh. I'm not saying that you give yourself 3 months to learn everything. Now lie. Don't be in a hurry. You know your God, the problem... I have discovered Satan indeed is gripping the whole world and confusing them. Everybody wants to achieve what everybody else has achieved. I told my wife the other day that, you know, how many of you know my car? That BMW. You know the car, it don't bend every corner. It don't jam several times. I said, I think I like the car. If I want to drive it a few more weeks and months. You say why? I said, we have a new stereotype in Christianity. You know, before they had the stereotype that preachers and good Christians are poor people. They look hungry. You give to a man of God, not because he's a man of God, but because he's hungry. Alright? I said, that one stereotype, we have ended it now. But we have a new stereotype that's just as bad, spiritually speaking. What is the new stereotype? A preacher drives a big car. He's prosperous. I want nonsense. All that thing is rubbish. Something led to it. I told my wife, no, I beg, I want to drive this my car like this for some time. Then they say, hey, that is the pastor that preaches on TV. Look at his old car. Very good. I like it. I'm very serious. No, really. For me, it's a kind of sad. Because I like, oh God. In Jesus' name, I also have a new car. You see, very high. The kind that you go jump before you touch the roof. That's why I like him. But listen to me, it's not spiritual. It's just my attitude. Do you get what I'm saying? Nothing spiritual about it. No matter how expensive and flashy a sports car is, I don't like them. You know why? They are too short. The seats are hard. Well, they say you can move fast. I'm not running anywhere. He that believes shall not make haste. So, I'm not going... It's just my... Do you follow what I'm trying to explain? It's just my attitude. There's nothing spiritual about it. It's not godly. It's not ungodly. It's just banky. So I don't want anybody to confuse it that, yes, this is befitting of a man of God. Your ministry will look glorious. I want rubbish. Please, I know what I'm trying to explain. So you people have stereotypes. Everybody wants to fit into the stereotype. You don't need that. You don't need it. And the sign of a good ministry is that they are growing. The church is now 6,000. I like what one of my friends said. His pastor said, church growth, church growth, church growth. He said, don't forget, cancer is also a growth. That cancer is also a form of growth. So don't let growth just knock your head crazy. Better be sure that your growth is good growth. People grow, grow, grow in life. They reach a particular height. They know they stop. It means that they're sick. Please, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. So don't let anybody form you into one stupid stereotype. It takes time. Listen, from the time I knew I would preach to the time I started Kingdom World Ministries was almost, as I started Kingdom World Ministries in 2001. I knew I would preach before I left campus. And I left campus in 1991. For information, I graduated from the University of Benin. I was fellowship president for a year and a half on campus. So don't think I'm kidding. I was preaching on campus. I left in 1991. Kingdom World Ministry decided in Enugu in the year 2001. So I'm not talking about the overnight part. When I was on campus, I wanted to go to Jos, live in Jos, and build a church called Jesus Assembly. Once it started, tomorrow, she calls me the pastor of Jesus Assembly. That was what I wanted to do. Do you know Enugu? I hardly knew, apart from the fact that I had to do geography in secondary school, I wasn't sure I knew that Enugu existed. Then one day as a medical student, we came here for a conference. 2 days we spent here, and I went back. That was my first time in Enugu until I returned to Enugu in the year 2000 to come and take an appointment at the University of Nigeria Enugu campus. I built my pattern. It took years. No hurry. No hurry. No hurry. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? But believe me, now that we have commenced it, I like the way Bishop Oyedepo used to say, great days are here. Is that your name, man? Yes, great days indeed are here. There are many people who jumped out, boom, ministry, church. There was one man, a man of integrity. Started a church, was my senior in school, started a church in Lagos. Please, I'm closing now. I don't want to stay more too long. Started a church in Lagos. After some time, I came back to the church. Praise the Lord. She was the one that said, God called me to start a church. Yes. Now, God has called me to close. Everybody go. He closed the church and said, I know they do it again. I know they do it again. All of you, my friend pastors his church there, you can go there. You can go there. I was the one that said that God called me. Yeah? I didn't ask you when. I said God called me. Now I have come to say, I know they do it again. Amen? God has said close it. So he closed the door. Now I believe that some of those would not have been necessary. If we did not lead people into a particular stereotype of serving God. Once you wanted to preach, you had to go out, rent a hall, start a church, gather people unto yourself on Sundays, and then it becomes another struggle. Who will play keyboard? Who will play piano? Where will we do this one? You start using all kinds of methods. You now put yourself under pressure. Some of those things are not necessary. If you will have spent that same time doing a small business somewhere, working somewhere, doing something while, waiting, literally waiting on God, developing your own kind of ministry. You read books. I mean, how many tracks like this did you ever see in your life before you saw this one? Let's be honest. How many did you ever see? I saw one, actually. But the only one I ever saw. By E.W. Kenyon. And believe me, I saw it in 1988. I got another copy in 1991. Those were the only two copies I saw in my life of anything like this. When I wanted to start Kingdom World Ministries, I remembered that tract. I didn't have it anymore, but I sat my friend who was a designer. I said, there's what I wanted to help me design. He described, and I described and described. He kept on designing. It will be like this, it will be like this, it will be like this, it will be like this. Finally, he got it. I said, yes, that is it. He said, Banky, I told him that the paper has to be thick. He said, no problem. That's why you see our paper is not soft. He said, we'll use 100-gram paper. I didn't know the design, all the language. Finally, we produced the first 3,000 tracts. Relax, God is in control, was one of them. The redemption that is in Christ was the second one. And I think God cannot fail, something like that. Three tracts. People never saw this kind of paper anywhere. This kind of thing. Most people have never seen it. When they say tracts, and they say, I do tracts, they expect one man went to the waters and he fell inside and then he got to heaven. And then under he said, what will be your own portion? Are you going to die today? If you want to know Jesus Christ, write us with his address below. But I didn't do that. This is what I did. Is that okay? Hearing with faith. Once you have heard, once you have understood, you know what happens? Your life begins to play out. Because what God does is that it brings opportunities your way every day. It's like, binary division, like you do in computer science. All right? Every day you have to go this way or go that way. But you always know which direction to go. All right? When you know exactly what you want to begin to do. Let me put that word, begin to do. Do you get the point I'm making? I hope you have gotten my point. That's what I want to say briefly about hearing with faith.